nè cái điều hòa này nè cái nè làm hòa nè là cái hòa này nè nè sung quay ở đi số nè quay co nè nè scano ai cho nó tuân nhớ kệ nè vật con nó hoa là đó nè sung quay ở đi số nà hồ đó sung quay với nè nè quay co chỉ hôn cha kệ nè hòa này nè vật sự vật cao nè nè cao hơn nhà kệ nè yêu đời vật tôn đi nè cái điều ấy hòa nè nè ya hòa skit co nè sau khi vào lúc qua này là đích xác xuống ở căn tòa chung hôn giáo nghệ cái điều ấy ổn à nghệ thức cái gì đi nghệ nghệ ta đi đến hoa lá đó nên là sung quay ở đi zô ta cái điều thứ này đó học nên là như vậy này cô lại nghệ cái điều ấy ổn à vô sung ta chứ nghệ thu nát cái quay này nữa vô sung ta chứ nghệ cái vấn đề kết sổ nghệ ở hôn đó cái điều đặc quá nè cái điều ấy ổn à nè đặc kỳ đó nè ý cái điều ấy ta có ý cái tàu vay ta nè quay sum nè quay hôm quay khác ta cái điều này thì học nên như vậy này cô ta ấy so those are the words that we were given as Haudenosaunee people. They are instructions directly from the Creator, and we should give thanks to all the beings in life. And it starts right from the very bottom and it goes all the way into the sky world. Just a brief explanation of that is the first thing that we do is we greet each other. So I greeted all the people here that we all have peace and that we all have come together as one mind. And whatever the subject is, and tonight it's farming, I guess. Myself, I'm a farmer. I don't like fertilizer, and so I'm on here on board with you guys on that. But the first thing we do is we greet the people, that we have peace and that we're healthy. And the second thing that we greet all the time is our mother, the earth, that she takes care of us and she's always working for us. She's working hard for us all the time. Even in the winter time, she's preparing for the next coming seasons. And then second, we always give thanks to the waters. And the waters are always cleansing the earth and always providing us with good drinking water and water that we use for bathing and other things. And for our gardens, things like that. But the water is very important too, so we give thanks to the waters. And then from the waters, we start giving thanks to the plant lives. And the plant lives all over the earth. Everything that we have is got to do with plants. Everything in nature is plants. So we give thanks to our plant life. And as farmers, you guys all know, it's such a beautiful thing when a seed comes up out of the ground. How miraculous that can be to see that come up and to see that to the end to harvest. So we always give thanks to the plant life. And then we give thanks to our sustenance, our three sisters, our foods. So after the harvest, we always give thanks for the foods, and our main foods for the Haudenosaunee people are the corn, beans, and squash. So we make mention to them as the leaders of the food groups that we plant, that we give thanks to them. And then we also give thanks to the animals who also are our sustenance and give us meat and give us clothing because we use their skins and we still do this today. So we give thanks to them. And also that we use different parts of them for tools, things like that, that we make use of them. So we thank them that their spirit, that they can do that for us. None of them are taken in a bad manner and disregarded. We always try to use everything we can from the animals. And then after the animals, I have given thanks to the trees. And the trees all have a specific duty. Each one of them all give us something. If you know your trees, they all have particular qualities about them. And we use all of them and we give thanks to them, not only for their wood, for our tools, for our shelter, for our heat, but we also give thanks to the main one, which is the leader of the trees in our way, the maple tree, who gives us syrup, sap, sugar throughout the year. And then after the trees, we went on to the birds, and we give thanks to the birds. There's many different kinds of birds and many different colors of birds that the Creator gave us here, flying around on the earth. And their songs are medicine to us. So when we hear them singing in the morning, that is our medicine for the day. So we give thanks to the birds, and among the birds, they have a leader, and it is the eagle. So we had mentioned the eagle as well in the Thanksgiving address. After the birds, we went to the winds and the grandfather thunders, and we give thanks for them for cleaning our earth. The winds will blow and clean the earth, and the thunders will bring us replenished rains for our gardens and help clean our earth. So we give thanks to the winds and the thunders also, because they play a part in our natural world. And then after that, we went into the sky world a little further, and we gave thanks to the two suns. The first sun we gave thanks to was our elder brother, the sun. And the elder brother's sun, his duty that was given to him from the Creator was to brighten the sky, to brighten the earth for us so that we can see and walk about. And he also works with the men for power. The men grab their power from the sun. So we gave thanks to the sun for his duties that are still going ongoing. And he helps everything grow also. And then we gave thanks to the second sun, the moon, our grandmother. The grandmother moon, and she is in charge of the water and the women. And she determines when the new faces will come from the ground, what we call come from the ground, when they will be born. The faces coming yet that we have not seen, she determines when that will be. So we gave thanks to her, and she also works with our cousins, the stars. And the stars are a beautiful thing to behold, because they are the faces of all our ancestors that have gone on, and their wisdom. And they're always looking down upon us to watch what we're doing. So when we see the stars, we remember that we have ancestors up there watching us, our every move, and making sure that everything on earth is still going accordingly as planned from the Creator. And then also after that, we went to our four protector beings, and we gave thanks to them. And they are spiritual beings that we believe in, that look after us here on earth. And they look out for many different things for us, and we ask them at times for help. So we had mentioned that we give thanks to them because they are always providing us a clear path here on earth that we can walk. And if we're using good minds, we will have the clear path. We have a good mind, a clean mind, and not be using the mind changers, the drugs, stuff like that. We will have a clear path by asking the four protectors to watch over us. And then after that, we had mentioned a specific person, and he was the one that was a prophet for us, and he brought us a message directly from the Creator, and we give thanks to him for everything that he told us that will happen in the future if we do not take care of the earth. And we have that knowledge. So we must take care of the earth in a respectable way. Our waters, our air, those are the three things that we need to live and have life. So we make mention to this man that had this prophecy, and we thank him as well for carrying the words of the Creator down to us. And then lastly, we give thanks to the Creator who provided us with everything that we use here on earth. And at the same time, he also has given us everything up in the sky. So So we give thanks to everything that He gave us. And also I had mentioned that He had given us also a good mind. In the beginning, we were born innocent with a good, clean mind. We have known no evil. And it's our duty as we go through life to carry that, to try to hold on to that. So we try not to have bad thoughts, bad feelings towards people, to keep a good, clean mind. And that is the way it should be in order for us to survive here on this earth among each other, because we are all brothers and sisters and we must share this planet.